This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Transferring goods, especially chilled and frozen goods, can be hard, especially with the weather we have here in Malaysia. Along came Aladdin Cool. It's an online service that provides door-to-door chilled and frozen delivery services within the Klang Valley. And today I'm speaking to Yvonne Chu and also Kenneth Lau from Aladdin Cool. So guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me first about Aladdin Cool, especially the name first, you know, what's with the name Aladdin Cool and, you know, tell me about what's the whole business about.
Well, see, Aladdin is, you know, from the movie, right? So Aladdin kind of made his dreams come true, and our main purpose for our company is to make your delivery dreams come true. So hence, Aladdin, and then Cool explains for himself, right? Cool services.
Right.
So Aladdin Cool.
Okay. So tell me about, you know, doing a transportation or a logistic business, but it's, you know, very niche as well, because you're not just any typical logistics company. You are specifically in chill and frozen goods. Why?
So we did our research, and Malaysia doesn't really provide chilled and frozen, like mainly chilled and frozen services. So our aim is to be one of the first companies that provide mainly chilled and frozen services.
And this is because through a personal sort of experiences of, you know, one of you guys or maybe even the founder itself trying to, you know, transport a chill and, you know, good services, and found that, like, there's no one able to cater to my needs. So is it through, like, a personal frustration that...
Actually, the concept of Aladdin Cool is came from Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, from my father go to visit there. There is a... means that this concept is quite new in Taiwan. So far, though, they try to bring it in back to Malaysia.
And it's quite surprising that in Malaysia, no one actually really does this as a pure business. I mean, you get logistic companies who can make special requests, but, you know, especially with our weather here in Malaysia, and, you know, we transfer a lot of, you know, frozen stuff around. But there's no one actually do it like what you guys do then.
Yeah.
Right, so when did this all started? In what year? And also, you know, how long was the whole process when, you know, the whole idea came about? And
actually, this started in 2015, almost 1 year plus. Then we set up this concept, and this company is quite new, about 2 to 3 months.
Okay, so 2015, in January 2015, yeah, is when you started. But they obviously, you know, there was the idea that came about first, and how long did that whole process before you, or was the launch in 2015 itself?
If you just say like that, it's a 2015, end of the 2014. Okay, we visited to Taiwan, then about come back to Malaysia, then about 2 to 3 months to set up.
And was it difficult to set up?
Yes.
Something like Aladdin Cool?
Yes.
Yeah. Why? Why difficult. So? Why was it difficult?
Because we were faced to a lot of questions and the troubles will come out.
Like what type of questions or troubles?
Means that the truck, how to means maintenance for the truck, everything. Then for the staff, the driver, I need to train the driver, have a good attitude. Okay. Then these are most trouble for us.
So this is interesting that you actually then, you know, from the sound of it, you do everything, you know, from, you know, the trucks that you have, the drivers that you have. Why did this decide to go into this method of owning everything instead of, you know, maybe partnering up with, you know, like you see a lot of startups that come up with, you know, they partners with a lot of other startups. But for you guys, you decide to do it all on your own. Why is that so?
Actually, we also hiring is one manager is from other logistic. Okay, then this manager also got to help us a lot for this way, for how to set up this sort of thing.
And how long did the whole process, especially, you know, getting the trucks and, you know, finding out how much the trucks cost and, you know, maintenance-wise and, you know, getting the drivers as well, I'm sure it would be a problem. Talk me through the whole process.
The truck, I think it's about 120,000. Per truck.
Wow.
Okay. Then the manpower, mostly the driver figure, so it's 2 to 3 thousand.
And what else? Like, you know, you also your online site, which is your core business,
yes,
is at the end of the day, right? You require people to go online to the site and, you know, they key in a few details and all. Tell me about how important is that website for you to your business?
Well, our main thing is our website is made easy for our customers to use. So whoever has a phone can actually access the website because it's mobile friendly as well. Yeah. So it's easier for them than to call us, you know? Yeah.
And to have an office and all would save you cost and all.
Yes.
So who are you catering to then? Are you catering to, you know, the individuals or to offices or to F&B outlets? Or?
Mainly because we're mainly towards the younger generation and like home bakeries and bakeries, you know?
And that was the reason why you decided to do something like this, because you realized there's a lot of people who are starting a home bakery.
Yep, yep.
Yes.
Right. Also, you know, I'm sure there were, you know, challenges in when it comes to, you know, besides the lorries and the drivers, but also in terms of just the operational side of things, the sides that people don't realize it, like, you know, how do you keep things cool all the time, especially in, you know, the weather that we have here in Malaysia? So, you know, what about that itself? Like,
well, our trucks, we have two compartments. We have a chilled compartment and a frozen compartment. So it depends on the customer's requirements, their deliveries, their goods. So we put them in their specified location on our compartments. And our frozen compartments, we can go all the way down to negative 18 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
snowing in there practically.
Yeah, yeah. So it really depends on what our customers' requirements is.
And who is the trucks already come with, you know, like the frozen and chilled, or, you know, do you have to do special modifications in the trucks?
Yeah, we have to do the special modification. And it's modified for the cold truck.
And tell me about that process then. Like, how did you go about? Because, you know, I'm not a truck expert here.
Yeah, all right.
How to be able to this?
Yeah, so like, how did you, you know, find the partner to, you know, or, you know, someone to modify your trucks, like, you know, how it is now today?
Actually, the truck, we have the maintenance from that every 3 months, so can means keep it the cooler is better from that. Okay, so mostly we send to the one means the maintenance department to maintenance our coal truck.
And what about the boxes then? I'm sure because, you know, part of, you know, doing logistics is, you know, having someone to come in and take my stuff and, you know, put it into a box and go off. Do you do that as well? Or, like, you know, do you require, you know, in terms of the boxes, because, you know, when you transfer chilled stuff, you require, like, a, you know, a special box for it? Or is that something that, you know, you rely on the consumer side to provide it for you?
We rely on the consumer. Like, whatever they provide us, we just maintain it at that state. Mm. We don't really pack it. So, it has, like, if it's in good condition, we'll make sure that it's delivered in good condition.
Right, okay. Mm. So, it's as per the condition that you took it and you will deliver to. And it's only within Klang Valley, the delivery?
Yes, yes. At this moment, it's at Klang Valley.
All right. And is this because of the challenge that you have in terms of the amount of drivers that you have? Or, you know, is this just because you find that there's only amount of businesses that you have in Klang Valley and you can't transport, you know, frozen stuff outside of Klang Valley?
Actually, our planning is that this year we conquer in Klang Valley first.
Mm.
Then maybe it's the middle of the year, then we will go off station.
I'm speaking to Yvonne Chu and also Kenneth Lau from Aladdin Cool. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about how they market themselves, especially when they've been around for a year. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandu. And I'm speaking to Yvonne Chu and also Kenneth Lau from Aladdin Cool. They are a chill and frozen goods delivery services that we have here in Malaysia. Thanks to the weather, it is very difficult for services like this. Now, Yvonne and Kenneth, also tell me about how do you put yourself in the market? Like, you know, how do people know about your services? Especially you've been around for a year now, and, you know, besides being on radio, how do you market yourself?
We actually have short films. We kind of filmed. We have our YouTube page, we have our Facebook page, and yeah, we do a lot of things to promote.
Video. Why video? Because that's a very interesting concept to market yourself via video on YouTube.
Well, I'm sure you've heard this saying, videos stick to your mind more than reading, right?
Yeah.
So our videos, we kind of portray the importance of our services, you know, our delivery services and what it helps with the world. So, yeah.
And that's quite, I mean, is it also because you're trying to cater to the younger generation, the younger audience? Hence, you know, they tend to watch a lot of videos on YouTube.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Also, like, so in terms of providing F&B services, businesses, do you communicate to them? Do you go up to them and introduce yourself to them? Because, you know, they are probably, you know, one of the, you know, more frequent users of, you know, services like these.
Okay. we actually go up to them and we ask them if they really need services like ours. And usually we have to ask like several times and confirm with them. And then we have to make our arrangements, our appointments, and modify our temperatures in our truck to meet their requirements. Mm.
Do they hesitate when it comes to, you know, you introducing yourself and the offices, the services that you use? Because, you know, typically an F&B business would have some agreement with, you know, some delivery or transportation company. When you go up to them, is that a challenge as well in trying to get the buy-in from them?
Yeah, it definitely is.
So how do you convince them that, you know, you are the right guys to deliver the chill stuff?
Well, we have to make sure that our company is A+. So we have to make sure that whatever we're providing is what we're saying. So, yeah.
And in terms of the drivers, I mean, you have, how many drivers do you have currently already?
Currently, it's about 5 to 8.
5 to 8 drivers.
Yes.
And, you know, are these drivers then, you know, being ranked based on the consumers? Like, you know, these days everyone's being ranked, you know, in the, especially when it comes to logistics. Is that something that you do as well in terms of, you know, making sure that you are an A+ delivery company?
We provide services. We provide training to the drivers first, and we make sure that our drivers meet our requirements and our customers' requirements.
Mm. And what are your requirements then?
Well, they can't be rough on the road, right?
Yeah, cannot be an F1.
Yeah. They can't be a typical Malaysian driver, basically. Yes, that's what you're trying to say, right? So, so what are your plans then for 2016, since, you know, you've been around for a year now? How do you plan to grow yourself even bigger than what you are?
Actually, Aladdin Co's management team has a plan to cooperate with a big country, means a big courier service company. Then should be like MBE, Post Laju, and Ecobana.
Mm.
Okay. Our plan is to make them our drop-off point.
Mm.
This can helping to the, means the homemade bakery, to helping them to deliver to the desired location, to help them to increase sales.
Now, in your website, I also noticed that, you know, there is a price calculator of how much it would cost the consumer as well. Talk to me about, you know, coming up with that mechanism of, you know, what's profitable for you yet still affordable for the consumer. How do you find that balance? Is it challenging as well?
As a company, we have to have profit as well, right? Because we're ourselves, we are customers as well, right? So we kind of have like a discussion and we came up with certain price range, and then we find the most suitable price range for our customers and for ourselves.
And the bulk of the cost is what is the bulk of the cost that, you know, you can't avoid having? Is it the price of the lorries, or, you know, the drivers, the training, or, you know, the staff, the headcounts? What is the bulk of the cost?
I would say it's the lorries, because we have to spend quite a high amount of money on our lorries, our maintenance, our chilled and frozen compartments. And yeah, we have to make sure that our lorries are in really good condition before we can start delivering.
And in order to, you know, I'm sure everyone would want every prices to go down. And in order for you to do that, what do you think, you know, that you guys need in order to, you know, be able to lower the prices down, or, you know, to make it even more affordable? Is there something that you're looking into, more R&D perhaps? You know, like a lot of startups that I speak to, they always say, you know, with more R&D, with more funds that they get, they will be able to lower their prices down and so forth. What about for you? So,
funds, yeah.
Funding is an issue.
Yeah.
So how did this Aladdin Co started? Was it through bootstrapping, or, you know, was it through there's like a couple of investors going in, or, you know, this is a bunch of you guys just, you know, collected cash and do it on your own? Or how did this whole Aladdin Co started?
Actually, it's do it my own. Okay, so we have only one founder from that. No any partnership then.
Wow. And you've never gone up to look for, you know, seeding investor?
Maybe. We're coming.
Well, so you started off without looking for a funder or investor to, you know, buy into to your service like this.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. Now, what about talent, though? I mean, what kind of talent do you guys look at, too? Because in terms of approaching new talents in order to grow your company as well, you know, that's obviously the key. And for you guys, you're in the logistic company, and you're also heavy on online, because that's the bulk of where you get your businesses from. What kind of talents do you look at when you expanding your team? And then you've got your drivers as well.
Yeah, we have to find the right ones to actually come help in our company, because what's a good company without good people, right? Yeah.
And is that a challenge so far? And how big is the team currently that you have?
Just now I told you it's about 10.
10 people.
Yeah, 10 in our team.
And the bulk of it are the drivers?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
At this moment.
So how many drivers again? You've got six?
5 to 8.
5 to 8 drivers.
Yeah, then we also have the part-time.
Right. Okay. So is there a lot of people then who are, you know, decide to do this part-time and, you know, they can then continue other stuff and all?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And people can find out more information from the website, which is
AladdinCool.my.
AladdinCool.my. And that's Aladdin like the movie.
Yes. Aladdin like the movie.
Right.
Cool.my.
Okay. So tell me when I go into the process of going to the website. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking to transport frozen good to one location to the other. How would it work from the consumer's point of view? Like when I go onto the website, what do I see? What can I do? What do I get?
Well, our website's user-friendly, I would say. And it's really direct, so you don't have to look for it. So there's like a little column on top. You can just press it and then insert all your information, your name, your delivery address, your billing address, and then we will make sure your delivery goes on time.
Mm. And what about like sizes and all? Because some people obviously have special requirements and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do they go about doing that? Is it still, like you mentioned, you know, just keying in the details?
Means that the sizes there, we have 3 sizes in the website. Okay. The sizes, the more smaller is 80 cm.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is 120 cm, 120. Then the third one is a bigger size, 160 cm. Right. So we have 3 different prices there.
Okay. And what are these prices? Is it based on the distance that they cover, or is
based
it?
This is based on the dimension.
Right, so it's not based on the distance as well, as long as you're within Klang Valley.
Yes, it within Klang Valley, the prices is there.
Right, okay, so it's based on these 3 types of sizes. What are the prices that we're looking at for smaller ones, the medium ones, and the large ones?
Actually, the smaller one, the size cost is $19.90.
$19.90 for the small ones to transport.
Yes.
And how quick is that turnaround then when, you know, when I go onto the site and I, you know, do a request, and, you know, is it on based on, you know, immediately that, you know, within, you know, 2-3 hours, a driver will come and pick me up, or, you know, is there a duration if I need it instantly, for example?
Once you place your order, we will get back to you as soon as possible, and then we will contact you, we'll pick up your goods, and then we'll keep it in our compartments for, I think, about a day.
Mm.
And then the next day, we'll deliver it to your desired locations.
Right, okay. So it's more for the next day delivery.
Yeah, next day.
All right, okay, cool. All right, I've been speaking to Yvonne Chu and also Kenneth Lau from Aladdin Cool. And the website, again, is aladdincool.my.
Yep.
All right, this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.